Hi, EJ?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Carol from the Reasonable Sanity Podcast.
Hi, Carol.
I'm in your backyard
how are you?
Right now. Pretty good. I'm just Ryan is doing his show right now and wanted to know if we could just drop you on in there right now.
Oh, whenever you're ready, I'm good to go.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're going to hear some clicks, and then he'll be on.
I got you, Carol. Thank you.
Click, click, click.
Click, click. Click, click, click. Click.
So I'll be the big man here, and I'll just say it. Tim Henson of Distorted View, it turns out he's tougher than me. He's 5'7" and kind of the fairy type, but he slap hits harder than I've ever been punched in my life. So, yeah, Tim did meet me at Street Beefs, and Tim did knock me out. I can't believe I have to say that, but, I mean, the video exists. Y'all can go watch it. Street Beefs was good enough to donate to his charity, too. And I will be doing my end of the bet. I will be wearing a Utard shirt and walking through the Cincinnati Gay Christmas Parade holding Tim's hand. So I am going to be the bigger man here. This is all going to be goofy. We're going to record it. It's going to be fun. But, yeah, Tim, my hat's off to you. You are way tougher than you look, my friend. So, anyways, up next, we are going to talk to a survivalist and a reality TV star and in just general badass. So we're going to bring him on right after this. And we are back. I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. And with us, we have an awesome guest. He is a survivalist who has been on Naked and Afraid 6 times, a winner on Naked and Afraid 6 times. It's one thing to be on it. That makes you a badass alone. But to win it makes you a different level of a badass. And he's had appearances on Dual Survival and in general, one of the most respected survivalists I've seen on TV. So welcome, EJ Snyder. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me tonight. Thanks for having me here. And I just got to say, I'd like to see him slap me like that sometime. I don't think that'll go so well.
I am not a tough guy, but I thought I could take him. Street Beefs, the offers out there, he did it. And you know what? I gotta just be a man. I went out there. That makes me kind of a winner.
That's it, man. You did it, man. You gotta live life and you gotta suck the bone marrow out of it. And that means taking every little experience, whether it turns out in your favor or not. As I always say, I never lose. I either win or I learn.
Yeah, and I learned something big from Tim Henson. That man, you wouldn't judge him as a tough guy, but wow, I said a lot of bad things about him over the years. And yeah, but you know what it is? We bucked heads, and now we're cool now, right? We're going to be
It's never the size of the dog in the fight. It's always the size of the fight and the dog is what I've learned growing up.
And I swear he was dry humping me. I swear that's what he was doing, but you can judge for yourself. So anyways, anybody out there, you can go to ejsnyder.com, EJ Snyder on YouTube. And you can also on Facebook, EJ Snyder 333 on Instagram, X, TikTok, and Clapper. Is that like a meetup app? What's a Clapper?
Well, Clapper is what's going to happen when TikTok becomes illegal in the United States. So Clapper is the same as TikTok. The format, everything is pretty much the same as TikTok. And that's where folks are going to get ready in case TikTok goes away. So I'm just trying to build an audience and a platform there before, you know, if something happens to TikTok, you know, hey, I'm a survivalist. So I prepare for every situation that comes along.
That's right. Carol, get us on that Clapper. EJ, I would get us on that Clapper, Carol.
I'll get right on that.
Thank you. So it looks like we got a call for you, EJ. We got some callers that got some questions. So line 4, what's your question for EJ?
Yeah, my question for EJ, is he naked right now?
Of course. I'm always naked. It doesn't matter if I'm driving around town, hanging out naked, it's just what we do. Now, contrary to all belief that just because we're on a show that's called Naked Afraid, that we're some kind of exhibitionist and some kind of fans-only people, I am very comfortable being naked anywhere, anytime. But, you know, the show Negative Afraid, let me just caveat with that. Well, you know, in survival, shelter is a very big core. It's one of the core four of survival. So our first line of shelter is our clothing.
EJ,
and so when they take that away,
I
want
to suck the bone marrow out of you.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
Uh-oh. Looks like you got a new fan.
I like the sound of that.
Looks like you got a new fan. All right, looks like we're going to go ahead. We got one on, looks like line four.
Yeah, hi, EJ. How are you doing? My name's Pete.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
I'm good, brother. So you say you've won this competition, this survival competition, six times. You know, good for you. That's awesome. That's remarkable. I once spent 73 and a half hours in a soundproof room without food or water. I filtered my own piss through my underpants for hydration.
Hardcore.
I did all that without cameras to motivate me. What about you? What did you do? You did it just for TV.
Well,
your hat is what I'm saying.
Well, I see. No, if you know me, I'm currently the ranked number one ranked survivalist in the world. So I do this every day of my life. It's what I do. It's what I live for. If you're drinking your urine through your underwear, you're just as good as Bear Grylls, who's number two on that list. But what I will say with this is that
number one. Who is number two? Get with the program here, survivalist.
Who's number two?
This stuff.
No, you obviously missed the list, pal. I'm number one in the world. You want to start talking shit? How about spearing your testicles in the middle of the swamps in the wintertime and having them stitched up without any kind of Novocaine? How about that, pal? And hanging out on day 27 and making another 33 days to go 60 days. You couldn't do that. You're sitting on your ass, probably playing with yourself. So go back to your piss underwear and get out of my face. How about that?
Yeah.
How about the bus to work?
Yeah.
In a busy city.
Yeah.
But if it's something you wouldn't say to my face in person, then shut up. Get this guy out of here.
Sorry, EJ.
Get out of here. Shut up. You're done. Bye. All right, let's go to number 10.
Yeah, sorry about that. My God. Sorry about that. Carol, let's not have those kind of people on. If they got a question, that's okay. If they got a challenge, this isn't the show.
I tried
okay?
to cut them off, but there's water.
That's okay.
Water
I can
spilled
handle.
In the console.
I can handle them. I see them every day of my life. They don't understand I'm from Jersey.
Oh. You definitely did. So it looks like we got a five. Line five. Go ahead. What's your question for EJ?
This is great.
Hey, EJ. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and ask if you're afraid right now.
I'm never afraid. I thought the show title Naked Afraid was really stupid, but what do I know? It's a hit TV series. And
wait, look behind
so,
you. Look behind you. I'm scared.
I'm looking behind me.
No, my real question, have you ever done any like butt stuff for survival?
Butt stuff. Well, let's just say that I'm a favorite out there when it comes to surviving, and you have to stay warm and there's body heat because I'm a regular furnace. So, it tends to people butt up against you. So there you
yes.
go.
Yes to butt stuff. All right. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. That was
Thank
a good
you.
Answer.
That's
Wait
sexy.
To come back. So, all right. EJ, hold up real quick. We've got about about a minute, maybe a minute 20 commercial real quick. And then we'll be right back for some more questions with EJ Snyder, the world's number one survivor. We'll be right back, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the CEO of Mead's Sweet Iced Tea with a message about our new mission statement.
It said protect and defend our Confederate monument. You know, this is their agenda. What they want to do is remove these beautiful works of art and replace them with ugly pieces of garbage. It's communism 101. I want some
sweet tea. You can pick up Mead's Sweet Iced Tea today at Walmart, Wawa's, and participating Bucky's convenience stores.
You know, Stonewall Jackson was a brave patriot. He actually taught the slaves how to read at a time when it was illegal. This is our history you're taking away from us. I want
some. Oh, wow. So, looks like Bucky's is out. You can't get Mean Sweet Iced Tea there anymore, but you can get it at any Richmond government events. Thanks to Mayor Stoney.
And the mayor is a black supremacist. Yeah, he doesn't like our people, and he violated the law. I felt that I had to take a stand and say something. But anyway, I did cry, which was something. I was having a bit of a meltdown, and I don't usually do that, but I felt very, I felt a little bit like I could be in harm's way.
Yeah, I can't be a part of this anymore either. Sorry, I'm out.
Let's have some sweet tea and sugar down on me.
Okay, great. And I just want to say, for the record, I'm not mentally retarded.
And we are back. I'm Ryan Tolkien. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. With us today, we have an awesome guest, EJ Snyder, survivalist. And you said you're above on the list. You are above Bear Grylls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's number two.
Really? Yeah, because, yep. I mean, don't get me wrong, that wasn't any kind of a shot at you. Just, he is so well known, I figured, you know, he's way up a list. But if you're on top of that, man, congratulations. That's a good spot. So thank you.
And it's very easy to find out when you have these TV survivalists versus people that know the real deal. And nothing against Bear. I appreciate Bear. I appreciate Les Stroud and Cody Lundin and Dave Canterbury. They're the original TV survivalists that got this thing going. They paved the way for me, and they're all, you know, Dave and Cody especially are good friends and mentors of mine, and really helped me get going in this business. And I my hat's off to them. But anybody that would drink their urine from their own urine to survive will die despite of it. And Les Stroud's just an asshole. We'll just say that.
Okay. I like his shows, but he might be an asshole. So, all right. Looks like we got a caller on line six. Line six, what's your question for EJ?
Yeah. Hi. I saw you on the island. The others, they got you. So I think you have to go back.
Well, I've never been on an island.
You have to go back.
I would like to go on an island. So I'm not sure which island you're talking about. But most of the place I've been, I've never been on an island.
With the others. And Ben? You've been on, there was an island where it was an Oceanic Airlines.
Oh, yeah. You had me, that's right. Yeah. I was on the TV show Lost. Very good. I was actually playing the character.
No,
Red,
it wasn't TV. It was the newsreels. We saw them here.
Yeah, if you watch the
Dharma Initiative. Yeah,
if you watch the TV show Lost, that was me. You got that right. Good for you. Very first major TV show I was on as
an actor.
Wasn't
TV though. No, they hit you with a dart.
Yes, they did.
And they electrocuted you.
This guy's got, he's all over it.
And now,
yep.
But you're alive. How'd that happen?
I don't know.
How'd
you get off the island? It's Lost. The writers write it in a weird way, and then all of a sudden, there you are.
Is it the monster?
I think Redfern was the most badass mercenary of the team, and probably why I'm still talking.
But how'd you get off the island?
Because
everyone died.
But I swam.
Everyone died.
I swam.
Okay.
I swam.
All right, Carol, I think he's
this guy's making me nervous. I'm going to hang up on him.
Yep, there he is. Yep. You okay. This. All right, so line 10. We're going to go ahead and bring in line 10. Line 10, are you sane, and do you have a question for EJ?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I'm good.
Is this Macho Man?
Yeah. Hey, Skull Crusher.
What's up?
How you doing,
I'm
buddy?
I'm doing good.
I've been a fan. That's good. I've been a fan for a long time, man, I got to tell you.
Well, I appreciate that. I love my fans.
Yeah, I think you're a perfect example of what a man should be.
Well, I try very hard to be a good example for everyone, how to live life,
hell yeah, brother.
How to be real. And not to be a pussy.
Oh, yeah, man. Don't want to be a pussy. You want to fuck a pussy. Am I right?
Well, you know how it is. When you're a man, you're a man.
Hey, oh, hell yeah, brother. All right. So anyway, I'm just jerking you around, man. I'm so happy to talk to you. It's really an honor. I think we need to take this country. I wish there were more dudes like you, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anyway, so my question is, I'm a nudist. And I have a lot of, do you have any tips? You know, in the downstairs, you know, when you get kind of out in the wild for a while, do you get kind of rashy and swampy back there? Do you have any, you know, cause you won Naked and Afraid, you know, do you have any tips, any lotions or creams you could tell me about that help?
Yes. There's a lot of stuff out in the wild that people really don't realize about that Native man was doing these things long before we actually put clothes on and started doing this stuff. And so one of the good tips aloe is your friend. So if you can find an aloe plant, that is really helpful for some of these things that you're talking about. The other thing is that you work with the mud, you work with ash and the fire, you get some tree sap, you could actually make some kind of soap. And when you make that soap, just go down to the creek, scrub yourself down. And if you don't have any of that stuff, a good old mud bath is the perfect thing to take care of those problems.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to take a mud bath. You do that a lot?
When I'm out there when I'm out there surviving, yes, pretty regularly.
You like to get naked with a couple of your best friends and take a mud bath, right?
I'll do that when I'm out there surviving, if the situation calls for it.
It has to do with the mud stuff, so you do what you got to do. All right, caller, thanks for calling. Looks like we got one more, EJ. Looks like line two, what's your question for EJ the survivalist?
Not so much a question as a statement. Let me introduce myself. My name is Edward Michael Grills. You might know me professionally as Bear Grills. And I'm calling in to make a statement. This man is a fraud.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listen.
He is not
He is not. We all know that Bear Grills is British. Your accent sucks. Go back to Detroit. Go burn the car.
Not when I'm American. Not when
your
I'm in America. When
valid.
I'm American,
no.
I speak American in America.
No. Come on, Bear.
You use a body double. Use a body double.
We got Bear Grylls, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to his great British accent. I personally know the guy. You're not him. Nice try, you troll. Get the hell out of here. Go back under your bridge.
He uses a body double. A body double. He's been known to call taxis to get him out of the jungle.
Yeah, I feel like I've lost this control of the show altogether there, EJ.
You could diss Bear Grylls all you want because the facts are true. Yes, he was eating pizza with his crew. We've seen all the photos. That's very true. Whether it's true or not, who knows? You know, there's people do photoshopping. As far as I'm concerned, me personally, I do the real thing. Naked Afraid is the most real survival challenge out there that's out there today. You can't replicate it, and if you don't have it in you, you're not going to make it. So that's all there is to it.
Yeah, and that's it. That's it. And that's what makes you the badass and Bear Grylls the pussy. I mean, that's all there is to it. So, well, EJ, it was great to have you on. Don't forget to look EJ up on that that Clapper meetup app. I'm not really sure what it is.
I Googled that, and I got porn, and then there was this machine from the 1980s.
So you can look EJ Snyder on that Clapper app if you want. So go ahead. EJ, it was great to have you on.
Ryan,
thank you for coming on Reasonable.
Ryan, that homeless man's out of the dumpster again. Did you still want me to alert you about that during shows when you're in the middle of speaking?
Yeah, but maybe. Yeah. Let's just call the cops. He scares me a lot.
Hey, that might be my dad.
Really?
Shout out to EJ's dad.
Yeah, it might be. He's a true survivalist. He's doing hobo survival.
Well, I'm going to go out there and tell him to get lost.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good, Carol. You go out there.
If you throw him a Budweiser, I guarantee he'll go away.
Shut up.
Me? Damn,
all right, EJ.
Control. Ready to go, Ryan.
Yeah, she has menopause. It's just a known fact now. She's in charge around here. So don't forget, everybody, look up EJ on hobosurvivor.com or wherever that was, and we will be back next week. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good night, everyone.
I think that British guy was right.
He's full of shit, Carol. Come on, you don't.
All right, and we're clear. Okay, so, yeah, do you think, Carol, you could get Bear Grylls on? We could get EJ back, and we could get them to just, like, yell at each other? Do you think that would be a...
I do stop. Who's laughing?
Still there. Let you go,
oh,
EJ.
There's water on the phone board.
I'm still here, Carol. Thank you. You're the best. Ryan, that was awesome. I loved your podcast. This was fucking unexpected, but solely cool. Because it's going to go up there. It's one of my top five podcasts. Because it's right up there with when I got thrown into Howard Stern and those guys out of Chicago. And I had no idea what I was walking into. So this was really cool.
Aww.
Awesome. Thank you. I know you really are a badass.
Thanks, EJ. We love you.
And I've got such a great sense of humor, so this was
perfect. So I really hope I added to it, and I wish you guys the best. It was so fucking cool.
By the way, EJ, I'm a man.
Oh, shit.
He survives this world as a woman named Carol, because it's the easiest way for him to get by.
Well, Carol, you're making a good lady. So there you go.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I love that. You guys are the best, man. This is so cool.
All right, EJ. You're awesome. Thanks for coming
on. Sometime and just reach back out. This was absolutely a very enjoyable podcast.
Okay, that's enough, EJ. Bye. I hung up on him.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks, here, man.
I really am Bear Grylls.
Yeah.